Hi, I'm here with Marlon Parker from the R Lab. And hi, Marlon, how are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Can you just tell us a bit about what inspired you to set up R Labs and what it is exactly?
Well, basically, I think the key thing about R Labs itself is about it's a global movement where we are passionate about people, firstly, and also passionate about using technology to improve the lives of people. And what really encouraged me to start the R Labs movement was purely seeing the need in our communities and really kind of seeing how can we begin to use these kind of readily available technologies to improve the lives of people.
And can you give me an example of some of the lives you've improved and how this has come about?
Well, I mean, for us, we're very much about storytelling. So one of the examples would be some of the young people that came off from drugs and involved in gangs. And by sharing their stories using blogging and Facebook and Twitter, they actually started finding a new outlet where they can start expressing themselves. And I mean, that is typically where a number of them are now becoming social geeks, if we can call them that. We've also developed a mobile counseling service called Jamix, which started off as a community project providing counseling services to people that suffers from drug addiction, depression, and HIV and AIDS. But now they're basically, that platform are now also being used across the world, basically.
Do you know how many users you have on that platform, approximately?
At the moment, we're currently supporting just over 1 million people through the Jamix platform, and that's across Southern Africa. And then we also have some users in Southeast Asia, in Europe, and South America as well.
And am I right in understanding that that's now a sustainable project that's making profit?
We're now a commercialized entity with it, but our key core thing is still it's about making money, but at the same time, it's still making a huge impact on the ground.
It's amazing. And I also understand that R Labs now is a global movement, and you're working in several countries outside of South Africa. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, we've gone beyond just South Africa now, and we're very excited about it, of course, with Indigo Trust coming on board as well. So what we are doing at the moment, we're finding strategic champion organizations at a grassroots level. And by working closely with them, we then see how we together we can make a change locally in their local countries. But at the same time, it's also a huge opportunity for us to work together as a global movement, coming up with new and fresh ideas, sharing ideas across different countries, and just making the world a better place.
Sounds amazing. And I understand you're opening a new hub. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, well, quite a few hubs, actually. One being in Nigeria that we are opening, which we're looking forward to, working with some amazing young people over there, and as well as in Somaliland, we'll be looking at working with students and specifically creating a tech hub over there. So, you know, there's all these interesting things happening all over the place. But for us, it's really just a matter of how can we make people's lives better through the use of technology.
Sounds amazing. And finally, what do you see as the future of R Lab? It's amazing. This organization's only been around for a couple of years, and you've made such a big impact already. What next?
Well, seeing it today, apparently the world has finally reached 7 billion people. Our goal is to reach a third of the world's population with the story of hope and through the use of technology. And hopefully by the end of 2012, we want to be on every continent, basically.
Sounds really, really exciting. And I've been really inspired by your work. Thanks very much, Marlon.
Thank you.